This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Real solid job by the Phils last night. And here's why I say that. Because it wasn't the cleanest win. I mean, the reality, it's not like they hit a ton. It wasn't even like they were getting base hits to score runners. I mean, to an extent. It was, you know, ground outs and, you know, don't get doubled up at first base and you're safe and the batter technically gets an RBI because the guy scores from third. Like, it wasn't like the hits were plentiful. It wasn't like the runs were plentiful. And obviously, Sir Anthony really, really struggled in the eighth inning and it almost cost him the win. But the reason I say very solid win is multifold. First off, they finally get back to 500, which you can't get above 500 until you get to 500. And we all hope like hell that they're about to cross the threshold and put in the dust this concept of being sub 500, which they were for most of the first 2.5 months of the season, which was ridiculous. The other two reasons I say quality win from last night, and of course everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494, is the fact that obviously you got a terrific outing from Ranger Suarez. And what that represents in the here and now and what that can represent for the next 3.5 months. I mean, he really is a pivotal part of this baseball team. Was last year, should be again this year. Really does look like he's rounded into form. And the other third reason is, you know, they beat a good team. I mean, they beat a team that they are ultimately trying to track down, whether it's that team or the Dodgers from that division in the wild card hunt. And I tend to still think it'll be Arizona, who had a substantial lead on the Phillies entering this series. Phils have, to this point, 1-2-3. So, nice job out. Well, like, John, I thought last night, I got a whole other batch of things to say about the Phils. But let's start here, John. Last night, and Ranger really being the star with those innings and the lack of runs, I thought that was in a quirky kind of way, because there were some big hiccups by the Phils. But in a quirky kind of way, John, I thought it was really a quality victory.
Absolutely, it was. Ranger is back. 4 amazing starts in a row.
I love him, John. You know, he's
so tough.
He's my favorite Phil.
Yep.
It was until probably last October, Rhys Hoskins. And there's something about Ranger has, he's got guts, moxie.
He's always got those plays where he makes an incredible play
totally.
On the mound.
He's so
and casually
cool.
Slips
totally.
It to
oh
first
my
base.
God. Honestly, yeah. I get like uncomfortable. He's so cool
he's
and calm. And I'm sitting there like,
control.
Throw it to first base, man. What are you doing?
Yeah. I think you can make a case that Ranger and Jalen Hurts, the way he plays, are the two coolest, calmest dudes in Philadelphia sports.
Yeah.
Like, they just got their act together. So, to see him round in a form, John, is big.
Yeah, last 4 starts, he's given up 4 runs over 26 innings. We know Wheeler is now rolling. Trey Turner's fixed, Joe.
We'll see. I need to see more of that.
I expect to see him look like the $300 million man. Taijuan Walker is dominating now with his splitter. He's a different pitcher than he was when the season started, and he's better. Bryce looks like he's about to re-enter the power zone.
And
Joe.
He got robbed last night. Man.
He did. It was a great play.
What a catch, dude. What a catch.
It really was.
The awareness, the body awareness out there, twisting and turning and still coming down with that ball. He got robbed. And he's hitting around 300, only 3 home runs, but that's about to change. I promise he is finally getting right. And did you see him throwing yesterday? He's getting after it out there on the baseball field beforehand, like just, you know, trying out 90 feet with the arm. He was throwing hard, man. He was so advanced compared to where I thought he'd be. So that's a great sign.
It is a good thing,
And I I have a ton of faith that this roster is going to play like they're paid, and we're finally seeing that. We're seeing some small ball.
They did,
which I totally appreciate.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, Trey had a couple steals a few nights ago. I mean, they are starting to do more of that, which is key. And look, you can weigh in
at double steal the other night.
Double steal,
yeah.
Which I've always thought is sort of underutilized, man.
Sure.
I mean, one of them. I'll tell you this:
we got fast guys.
One of them ain't getting thrown out. Yeah, I mean, like nice. So. I've always been a proponent of the double steal. I actually think it's an underutilized, underrated aspect of pro sports. All right, so look, obviously you can weigh in, and of course it was a late game, and I'm sure everyone listening right now didn't see it last night, but if you did or if you didn't, you still want to comment on the Phils, because ultimately it's really about not as much last night, but where they go from here.
We've won 9 of 11, Joe.
They have.
Where are we going from here?
Well, and if you think they are finally, going to put sub-500 baseball behind them and freaking move forward. You can weigh in on the Phils last night and where they go from here at 215-592-9494. Speaking of where they go from here, John, let me declare on June 15th something that I didn't think was going to matter at this stage of the season when the season started, but I think it matters a lot right now, and I don't want any misconstruing here of where I stand on this. I believe it is critically important that Dave Dombrowski make a trade very soon for a fifth starter. Now, let me give you my mindset here. And let me tell you this. I actually think it really could be and probably will be the difference between making the playoffs and missing the playoffs. The quality of pitcher you acquire and the timing of how soon they do it, meaning June 20th is a lot better than July 30th. Now, hear me out on this. And I want everyone, of course, you can weigh in at 215-592-9494. I said yesterday, and so far the Phillies have followed suit, I said, hey guys, let's get above 500 by the end of this week, which of course they have a chance to do today. They got 4 games left this week. To do it by the end of this week means they got to go 3-1 or 4-0 in these 4 games, Arizona tonight, and then obviously 3 versus a really bad Oakland A's team. Playing better lately, but still really bad team. Here's the way I look at it. It's the Saturday game, John, that looms. For me, in the small picture of trying to win 3 or 4, the next 4, right? Because Saturday they got another bullpen game. And the problem is every fifth day they have another bullpen game. And every fifth day they seem to lose that game in what is traditionally a spot where a team has what's called a starting pitcher pitch. And, John, I'm getting very aggravated continuously seeing – like, I want to be clear – guys, I'm starting to get more excited about the Phillies because to the points John brought up, Trey Turner, Schwarber, Ranger, they are playing better. I don't want these guys held back by the fact that every fifth day it's freaking Manny, Mo, Jack, Curly, another Mo. Like, who are these dudes? And by the way, they give them like 2 innings, maybe like 2 1/3, maybe 3. A lot of times it's not good baseball. And I'll go as far as to say, I think it's flat out unfair to the other players. I mean, you got these guys trying to scrap.
I think you're being flat out unfair to Dave Dombrowski.
Why, John?
Because he had bodies in place. Sure, he had a bunch of pitchers ready to be that fifth pitcher,
and they
didn't work. And really? by the way, there are other great teams in baseball who are out there rolling out their bullpen games like the Dodgers. The Dodgers are in the same boat we're in.
I guess their bullpen guys are better than the Phils' bullpen guys.
Phils have a great bullpen, man.
But I feel good about it.
One of the better ones in baseball.
But James,
you said maybe their bullpen's better. I'm saying it's not necessarily
Dombrowski's
that.
Dombrowski's going to make this happen.
I disagree with you.
Dombrowski, the fifth starter, yes, it didn't go as planned. And the reason it didn't go as planned is Bailey Falter was 2 miles per hour off his velocity, and he couldn't get a win.
Then don't wait for July 30th.
All right, Nick
Make
Nelson got
now.
Hurt. Griff McGarry got hurt. Andrew Painter got hurt. Christopher Sanchez hasn't even been good in single A. Plassmeyer was another guy they were counting on. He's not been good lower down amongst the ranks. Our contingency plans have fallen through to some degree due to injury, but this is viable. The fifth starter is viable. It's just not viable right at this moment. We have to get closer to that trade deadline to have a realistic chance to obtain one of these
guys.
Do
you see,
with
though,
all the competition that's out there?
All right, I get your point, and usually trades don't happen June 15th, June 20th. They usually happen, July 25th, July 30th. I agree with you on that, and I know the price would be steeper now. But do you get my point that by waiting 6 or 7 more weeks, the Phillies play with additional fire, and it could cost them a playoff spot. Like, it's ridiculous that on June – here's a couple of realities that are ridiculous. On June 15th, the Phillies are only 500. That's ridiculous. On June 15th, the Phillies are behind the Marlins, the Giants – the Marlins and the Giants. That's ridiculous. Like, they're in a pack – They're a half a game up.
They dug a hole. Why do we keep lamenting the hole
because they might,
rather than winning 9 of 11 games?
And it's good those teams are in front of them.
The hole is going to continue to be there. The hole is permanent. They did that already.
Right.
And now that's what everyone's dwelling on who's saying this team can't rise above the slow start.
And instead of dwelling on the fact that the teams that we were all scared of are not ahead of them. We're not the Mets, the Padres, those teams are the ones that you come into the season that are the most talented, like the Marlins. They don't scare me. The Giants, they don't scare me. Well, like, I'd rather have those teams in front
of
me.
So I agree, James, that helps. I mean, believe me, I'd rather have the Marlins ahead of the Phillies and the Mets as well. I agree with that. But I want to find out from everyone at 215-592-9494, where do you stand on this? Because I get John's point. Dombrowski had a plan, and I don't think it was a crazy plan. Bailey Falter did a nice job last year. He really did. Did a nice job. We all viewed him as a better fifth starter than, for instance, a Vince Velasquez guy, who they spun their wheels with for like 5 years. Okay, so I get it. The plan was fine.
And Painter got hurt.
But it clearly didn't work. Okay, like, pivot. Don't wait. And I'll tell you this, guys. It's not going to be easy. I mean, there are probably, look, there's 12 teams that make the playoffs. There are, and we could look it up, but there are probably about 22 teams or 24 teams that are still in the playoff on a Major League Baseball. There's probably only about six teams that really know for sure right now they're going to be a seller. So that means it is a tough nut to crack. And there's going to be a lot of other teams like the Yankees and a whole bunch of teams that are going to want to try to get a starter also. And I'm telling you on June 15th, the quality of fifth starter they acquire and when they acquire him, I truly believe not only could be, but will be the difference between making the playoffs or not. So don't wait. Go for it.